Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I think he's super talented. I think a little humility is good for all of us at various times in our careers. And I think the first year they literally had no players. They came to practice against us, and I was like, defense can play, and the offense needs some more players.
There you have it, future Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers on future Jets teammate Zach Wilson, of course, on the Pat McAfee show, which leads us a little bit. Let's at least kind of throw Wilson into the convo as well here. I have not given up on Zach Wilson. Now, there is no chance that Zach Wilson can enter the season anywhere near QB1 status. Not allowed. Not allowed. If he's going to be there, he's going to have to earn it. Yeah, but I don't even want a situation where he's competing for the job necessarily. I think there's something wrong with
Keith. If he's going to be an under center at all, he's going to have to earn it. The first 2 years, it was just given to him.
As Rogers said, no talent first year, and here you go, kid, here's the job, drown.
How about that quote? Joe Douglas, hey, guess what? You gave Robert Saleh no talent. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
But just keeping it real.
Yeah, no, for sure. And there's a lot of awareness and information that Rogers brought to that conversation with McAfee about the Jets. It wasn't like, you can ask me a quiz, a token answer. To me, there was almost to the point where I think it was like a manipulation of the powerful media. And that show obviously, you know, generates a ton of hits and a ton of eyeballs and all that stuff.
Especially when he's on it.
That's what I mean. And Rodgers is no dummy, and he knows that's going to be used. And I think he used that as a weapon. I really do. I think, to me, there's two parts of the conversation. Number one, should the Jets get him? The answer is irrefutably for me, no, absolutely you get him.
Yes.
No doubt. And then the other aspect of the conversation is, would Rodgers be open to playing for the Jets? And I believe that that's a pretty strong yes.
I think he's at the stage in his career, and I think the Packers are at the stage in their relationship with him where a divorce just feels like it's amicable. And it's not going to be contentious. It's not like 3 years ago or three off seasons ago when he was like so pissed off because of the Jordan Love draft. And it just felt, man, this feels irreparable. And then they paid him. Well, first of all, he won an MVP, a second one. Then they paid him. And it kind of just eased things. And I think this past season in Green Bay, to him, felt like a grind for the first time. Like, man, we're just not good enough to win. And so if I want to keep playing, I'm not going to be a part of a reset or rebuild, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to be a part of that. I want to go someplace where I can win a championship. And so now there's other suitors here. Miami is one that keeps getting thrown out there. The Las Vegas Raiders are another one that you keep hearing, even though I don't really see that working. Baltimore keeps getting thrown in here and there. And I forget who the other one is, but the Jets are, I think, in most people's minds, the top of the heap. Tennessee is the other one as well, because they have obviously a quarterback, a dearth of great talent, even though they drafted Malik Willis. But who knows what he's going to turn into as well. He's kind of in the Zach Wilson type of situation. He wasn't very good in the time he got to play this year. So they know they need – all those teams know that they need to win, and they're all a quarterback away. And Aaron Rodgers seemingly is available. Why not go get him?
Yeah, and can we at least acknowledge that he broke his thumb on the final play of the game against the Giants in London? That was, what, week five?
Yes.
Hold on, I have to sneeze, Teague. I've been sneezing like a man. Yeah, no, what's going
five.
On today?
It was week five. They chose not to take the bye week because both teams did. Both the Giants and the Packers chose not to take the bye week, so he played right away. Not that, you know, a week is going to give you an extra time to heal a thumb, but at least it's not newly broken and you're playing 6 days later.
I think it was problematic all season. I do. Not to the point where I'm not saying he would have thrown 50 touchdowns or won the MVP. They didn't have the weapons for that. They, you know, Watson's fine.
Yeah, but it took him some time to get into it.
It did. And again, it's not like he lit the world on fire the first 4 weeks and really even against the Giants and last play of the game. And then there was this swift decline in play. He really was pretty pedestrian from the shoot.
Yep.
I'll grant you that. Look at the numbers. That's a fact. But I think he's got it all. I know his head is still straight. I know he's a little quirky. That's fine. There's been a lot of quirky. Forget about quirky. There's been bad people that have played here.
Yeah.
Now, I know the way things are covered these days, it's a little different. And the microanalysis, it's just incessant. There's nowhere to hide. Where back in the days, it was pretty much just the newspapers and, you know, one or two radio shows. Now it's everywhere. But I think that this would invigorate him. And I know the Jets roster is ready to make a move. So, to me, you go get him. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Morristown. What's up, RJ? How are you?
What's up, BT? You got me fired up. I love it. I hope you keep pushing this narrative for all Jets fans.
Oh,
look,
I will.
Number one.
Yep.
This year, Seattle has the sixth pick from the Rams. You think Rams fans are going to trade that pick in for the Super Bowl they won last year? The one that Stafford made a bunch of big throws. So the risk-reward thing, I don't want to hear it from Jets fans. Number two, I'm a little younger than you. I just want to see the Jets get to one. We've been to three AFC championships in the last 25 years. We had the better roster all three times. And when that roster slipped up a little bit in a big game, the one thing we didn't have in those games was a quarterback that could outduel the other quarterback to make one big throw to pick up the slack.
It's true.
I watched Zach Wilson miss easy throws all year. I watched Mike White make easy throws, but as soon as he had pressure or saw a scheme that he wasn't familiar with, he folded. Aaron Rodgers at age 60 can fix both of those things by being smart and just hitting easy throws in a clean pocket. And lastly, Brett Favre came here and failed. What better way for Aaron Rodgers to finish his career than give his one final middle finger, seriously, running back to Favre by coming to New York and finishing the job that he couldn't finish?
Ooh,
I just
that's kind of awesome.
Get to one.
I didn't even think about that,
one.
RJ.
I don't care what we give up.
I didn't think so about it. I thought about the parallel.
And you know what, lastly, if he ends up in Miami or Tennessee, BT, I think you're probably with me on this. I think I'm done. I cannot handle the Jets passing on this opportunity and watching Aaron Rodgers throw bombs to Tyreek Hill.
Well, here's the thing. I'd like to say, thanks for the call, RJ. I would like to say, yes, I'll be done with the Jets. I can't. I can't abandon them. I mean, there's been times where I'm like, man, I want to. There's been times where I bet against them, but I can't abandon them. What's going on?
We have some breaking Jets news.
Okay.
There is an OC of the Jets.
Is it Hackett? Okay, that's Nathaniel step one, Hackett. Baby. Step one. Done. All right.
There you go.
Lock it up, Aaron Rodgers.
Lock it up, lock it in. Let me begin. Oh, yeah. Rodgers came to win. Battle me, that's a sin. Any trade package, I'm going to get back to the Hackett stuff in a moment. Any trade package probably would be based on how Rodgers performs this season. A team could send mid to late round picks in the 2023 draft to Green Bay and also deal a pick or picks in 24 that are conditional based on things like how many games Rodgers plays, whether he wins the MVP, and whether or not the team makes the playoffs, the Super Bowl, and or wins the Super Bowl. A fourth round pick could become a first rounder based on Rodgers hitting certain marks in 2023. Now, I say that because, and this is a real thing for sure, this is a real impediment. June 1, it's much more desirable for everybody involved because the Packers, the cap is lower. But the problem with June 1, or the hit is lower. The problem with June 1 is that you don't get to address the draft because the draft is done.
It's already happened.
But that's why you give them, the Jets could just say, yeah, listen, all right, whatever. We could do 24, 25. And we can do these things where there's triggers and there's upgrades and there's an incentivization. I don't know if that's a word.
Yeah, no, it
I
makes
think
sense.
It is. To lure the Packers into doing this. Now, I think the Packers are finally at a place where they say, I think we're ready to move on from him. I get the sense from him. You saw the way he walked off Lambeau Field with Cobb?
Yep.
I don't think he was saying goodbye to the NFL. I think he was saying goodbye to Lambeau.
I think he was trying to say goodbye to Lambeau. But Nathaniel Hackett, for those who not familiar, former Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator, where his offenses weren't great in Buffalo. His offenses also weren't great in Jacksonville.
What quarterbacks did he have with Buffalo?
I don't even remember.
What year was it again?
13. And maybe this was EJ.
Was that EJ Manuel?
EJ
Manuel. Or JP. It was nobody good, put it that way.
It was EJ Manuel.
Yeah, I mean,
so there you go.
Stop.
It just tells you all you need to know.
He was horrendous.
They drafted horribly up there. Was that Bill O'Brien that drafted him? Was it?
No.
I forget who the head coach was when E.J. Manuel was drafted. It doesn't matter. It's insignificant. But anyways, his offenses weren't great in Buffalo or Jacksonville, except for the 1 year that they did go to the AFC champion, or almost got to the AFC
Steelers.
Championship against the Steelers.
Oh, that a little was, success there?
Yep, that was,
with Bortles,
they
huh?
They were top five, or top 10 in points and yards that year. They regressed the next year. The whole staff got fired. Then he goes to Green Bay, mediocre his first year.
Hey, you're burying the lead here. He goes where?
To Green Bay.
Where'd he go?
To Green
what
Bay.
What state is that in?
That's in Wisconsin.
Who's the quarterback of that team?
That would be Aaron Rodgers.
Step one,
where
done.
It quickly turned them into one of the top scoring offenses in football, top 10. And then he left for head coaching opportunity and failed miserably. And he needs a resurrection of his career. And no better place to do it than with a team in New York, with the Jets, who have the talent to win, but are missing a quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers is now available.
Yeah,
it's lining up.
It's definitely lining up. The Jets have a need. The Jets have an interest. Rodgers is at a point where he's certainly amenable to change. They just hired a guy that he knows well, that he worked well with, and he's got a lot of weapons in a roster that's ready to win, and a GM who knows how to make trades.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing, and the last caller said, he's a little younger than me, but he still wants to win a Super Bowl at all costs. See, that's not. I know what you mean. But to me, that's not even the right mentality. It's just because desperation leads to bad moves. Moves that further set back the development of said franchise. This is not a reckless move.
Yeah.
This is not a bad move. This is a championship move. This is a franchise-altering move. This is an eraser that allows us to finally just get there off the list of losers that we've been on forever. You go and you get Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. 877-337-6666. Mr. Hackett is in tow. Step one. Okay. I'm all turned around here. Do I have a read here? I don't believe I do, Mr. Hoff. No read, right? No read. Okay. All right. So, you might not like it. I want to hear why, but I think if you're sensible and open to greatness and a change, you got to love it. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan till 2.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.